company Discover in a $35 billion deal. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 3 points, while the NASDAQ is off 228 points, a loss of more than 1%. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great forecast for the next few days as the warming trend continues. Today, lots of sunshine again with a high up to about 66. Clear skies, not quite as chilly tonight. Overnight low 37. The warming trend continues. We'll be in the low 70s on Wednesday. I think mid-70s on Thursday with lots of sun. Risk of showers holding off till sometime Thursday night into Friday morning, perhaps. But dry over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
Starting this weekend, from Friday to Sunday night, is the Weather Preparedness Tax Holiday. The Alabama Department of Revenue will be waiving the state sales tax on items that Alabamians should stock up on in case of severe weather. This includes items like batteries, duct tape, plywood, radios, food coolers, and more. A portable generator that is under $1,000 will also be exempted from this state sales tax. Some counties and municipalities will also be participating in waiving their taxes on these items. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Rescue Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
The trial for the director of the Alabama Department of Transportation has its date moved back once again. This is now the third time such a thing has happened regarding John Cooper's charges of harassment and intimidation in Marshall County. Cooper was arrested and charged last summer for comments and threats that he made to a neighbor over an easement to some property in Lake Guntersville. The neighbor, George Carter, filed charges, and Cooper then filed civil charges against Carter in response. The civil case against Carter will start in May of this year, with the date for the criminal case starting on June 10th. District Judge Mitchell Floyd made the decision, saying that the civil trial may reveal some pertinent facts before the criminal trial begins. An Opelika man is under arrest for the death of his wife. 54-year-old Spencer Bell is facing charges of domestic violence as well as elder abuse. Police were called to a home in Opelika only to find that the woman was unresponsive. She died 2 days later after being taken to the hospital. Autopsy reports on cause of death are pending. Police say more charges against Bell could be coming. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
If you want to save money on your toner, it's easier than your ABCs. Cartridge World's online store, the letter C, worldmontgomery.com. Save money on gas and your toner at Cartridge World's online location. Just go to the letter C, worldmontgomery.com, or call 819-8797.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening. We're going to wrap this topic up, but let's get to Randall and let him have the last word on this IVF question. And look, I don't know all the answers. I do think there's some procedural things that could be done differently and doesn't have to be tremendous cost differences when you're talking about thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars to start with. Maybe we just shouldn't create so many extras. And I understand having extras. Look, I'm an extra guy, semi-hoarder. Hey, I can buy two. Yeah, but three, this is a deal on three. I might as well get three. You only need one. Yeah, but I'll have extras. I get that mindset. But maybe we shouldn't create so many extras. Then we wouldn't have these problems, would we? With storage and
freezing,
et cetera. And I would also say, as a purchaser of produce, fresh is probably better.
I would suggest that you are correct about that. But then there are IVF people that would say, and I got my husband answered and said, they do grab so many because the loss is so great.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I looked at that clinic in Los Angeles, and you can do one.
You can do one.
And usually you do more than one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I like the idea you had of to do the four, if you're going to implant four. I know what I was talking about during the break was, these are doctors, scientists, and they look at the lady and they say, you know, you could handle triplets. I'm not saying you want it. I'm not saying it's all going to go back together the way it is today, but you could handle triplets, and we'll create three, we'll implant three, and if three take, you're getting triplets.
Yeah.
I think that's a good policy.
I mean, who knows? It's a fascinating question.
Science has, over the last 50 years, probably kind of forgotten sometimes the ethical questions.
They have.
And it leads to standards, policy standards that may not have been the best policy standards. And so now we're having to grapple with new things that we didn't even know existed. Well, let's go to Randall real quick. Yes, ma'am?
Randall, I got one more thought before we go to you. But part of this, and it bothers me, is that it's very emotional. You're dealing with children. Yes. You're dealing with your family. You're dealing with love. I mean, you know, you've... And it reminds me so much of the LGBTQ with, and I say this all the time with the pastors, that you start to rationalize decisions that you wouldn't make because it is emotional and it is personal, instead of just looking at, I mean, truth and facts. And like, you can't let your own personal experience or emotions get in the way of making good, solid, ethical decisions. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just, it's a very slippery slope. These things of life to me are pretty black and white.
Right.
And should always be black and white.
And while you were out, I was saying the thing about, hey, a woman could carry three or four babies. I'm not four. Whew, wow. But three or two or whatever and quote unquote create that many fertilized eggs and then implant them.
Because they all have a chance.
And then don't have extras.
Right.
And then it's up to however the system works. Yep. Maybe only one makes it then, but you've done the responsible part. And I would have no problem with that, I think.
And I don't know if y'all talked about this, but just whole science in general is kind of difficult. The lines are very blurry because, you know, God gives you a brain. He gives you the ability to think and reason mm-hmm. and create and invent. And science has come so far, but how far is too far?
Mm-hmm.
And if you know, like Elon Musk with what he's doing with Neuralink and all that, you know, is that, I don't know, are you playing around with things you shouldn't be playing around with? Are you, so.
Right. And at the same time, they always mm-hmm. bill them as, hey, if we do this, the person who is crippled, who was in a, you know, diving accident or whatever, is paralyzed, will be able to walk again and function. You're like, heck yeah.
And then.
But.
Where they have the the uterus, the basically it looks like some sci-fi thing where you know, it's like a plastic uterus that you can grow a baby
ecto.
In. The ecto, yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's just getting bizarre. There's so much of a baby and from having two adopted children, just so much happens in the womb with connection with the mother and the hormones and the voice and just the... Are we messing around with things that we shouldn't be messing around with?
How are we going to have a clone army if we're not going to do that?
Duh.
How are we going to have people who would just do our bidding if we're not going to do it through science? Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Yes, sir. And you can kind of go on back. This started a long time ago, really, 1861, the Human Act of 1861. They added this in the UK. They added abortion. And also, Shapur the Great of Pernicia, Shapur II, he was this is back in 861. We talking hundreds of thousands. You know what I mean? This is not nothing new. And what you're talking about, Allison, you're hitting on it. In 2017, Philadelphia Children's Hospital born the first one in the bag. Like that, it was a premature baby. They stuck it in the bag. He's fine. You know what I mean? Like, and now when you talk about Singer, you were talking about Singer earlier. And Wells,
Singer.
They are on this artificial womb technology, and that's what they pushed us to. They want us to not want this. They want us to stop this crap because they're going to artificial womb technology, and they already got it. I mean, we've been had it. It's just they got to make us choose it. You know what I mean?
So, well, that's in the Brave New World book, right? Everybody's born in a. Everybody's a test tube.
You can get like a baby in a bag.
Well, yeah, it's in a big glass tube.
It's like purple onion, chicken, a sack.
No, 2017. Look at it right now.
We're looking.
2017. Yeah, all right. And then you ain't got to. I mean, but yes, it's in a bag now, and they've been doing animals, lambs, goats. We've been doing that for years. We've been cloning. You know what I mean? And you can clone your dog for like $75,000. There's nothing to it. And so all you need is a hair off the dog. They can do it right here in America. And so we're way ahead of what they make you think we are. And like I say, we done grew a baby in the bag. It's done been done, but they're acting like we in trials, and we're not. It's done. I mean, so why we keep letting these folks do this to us? That would be the next question. Like, why we keep, we act like
Randall, that's why every time we decide you shouldn't do these things, somebody just moves it offshore. And Dr. Fauci or somebody like him pays to have it done.
I guess. And then if you look up Logan's, I can't think of her name, but L-O-U-G-H-L-I-N, that's it. And then Choice, look up her. It's a lot to do with her. And if you can go all the way back to S-H-A-P-U-R-2, with the two lines, like he's number two, he was number two person born. Like that was, he was born in 860, and this was the first one that was they call it gestation, is what they called it. And he was a king, and actually lived longer than any king back in that time. So he lived, and like so I think they already done this with him. A king's been born, like it was a artificial womb, and he lived longer than anybody. He reigned terror over everybody. He's the longest living one ever, and they done this back then. So and they call it gestation X something like. Anyway, it gets crazier. But like us saying that we in time trials, and they've already done it. I mean, we're not in no trials. Like right. I don't know. So they're trying to make us say, hey, let's stop doing what we're doing here and let's go to this, because Singer is behind a lot of the writings that I study, and Wells, and then you can go to. Canoid, I mean, he does a lot. I mean, that is so much. I know we ain't got enough time to go through it, but we just another thing, like Elon Musk acting like he's the first one down here doing this brain stuff, and we just being lied to, and we taking it on the chin. You know,
thanks, Randall. Appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Happy Trails. Happy Trails, welcome to the program, and we always are happy to talk to first-time callers.
Good morning. I'm not
morning.
A first-time caller to talk radio, but I am to your program.
Well,
I listen
thank you.
All the time, and I missed a little bit of the show because I had to run down my stairs to talk to my husband, who is a retired OBGYN, and y'all were talking about keeping the embryos, the eggs, separate from the sperm.
Yes, that's the question. Do we have to create so many extras?
Well, having been through this with my son and his wife, mm-hmm. yes, you do. They retrieved 44 eggs from her,
okay.
but only 21 were viable. And
okay.
by the time they fertilized them, only 10 survived. So,
okay.
there is a lot of science that goes into it, and my husband said there have been multiple studies done and that this is the way that it should be done because it gives the most success. There are a lot of people who can't produce eggs. My daughter-in-law had polycystic ovarian disease, and
yes,
those
ma'am.
Are people who have trouble producing eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And when she does produce eggs, you want to get as many as you can because it might not happen ever again.
Okay.
And it's very time consuming, money consuming. It's emotional. It's very physical in that you're taking drugs the whole time to get your
right.
body ready to produce the eggs.
Right.
And they can cause some real emotional ups and downs and depressions and things like that. So,
oh, I bet.
There's a whole lot that goes into it. But my husband brought up a subject which I thought y'all might be interested in that I hadn't thought about. It's now that if this is declared, as Judge Cook said, then what is the legal ramification of an heir for this embryo? If you have two children and one embryo, and you have a will, and it says everything goes to my children.
Ooh.
Is that embryo a child that is to be equally split? That's a real humdinger.
It is. You just added
real.
A whole new step to our questions we can't answer.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they do get a lot of psychological counseling. They get a lot of legal advice when they go through this because it is a lot of money. It was around, I think, about $50,000.
Goodness.
So they really want to be sure that people want to do this and that they're willing to put forth all effort everywhere.
Right.
So, but they had a child. She was, the first baby was a clomid baby. And then she couldn't get pregnant. She started trying, lost two babies, had in vitro, and several didn't take. One she lost, and then they decided to take a break. And lo and behold, in the break, they got pregnant. They have an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old, and now they have one embryo left. And she's 39, and he's 41. So they have an 8-year-old, a 3-year-old, and said, well, we may implant it and just see what happens. But I think now they've pretty much decided, nah.
Right. Wow. Happy trails. So, thank you.
This is a great, very helpful. Thanks for calling.
I might like that extra kink thrown in there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
My brain hurts.
That's every day.
You're right. That's just getting out of bed every day.
Stan Cook on the other side. Lots of stuff to do. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Listen up real close, because Dietzful Ace Hardware on US 31 North in Prattville has it all. Get off on the Pine Level exit and go north on US 31. Lawn and garden supplies and spring right around the corner. Concrete statues that beautifies any property in bird baths, pottery, steel products, grilling and accessories, Big Green Egg, Traeger, Uni, pizza ovens, Ariat workwear, they have it all. Visit them today at Dietzful Ace Hardware on US 31.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. My goodness, this has been an interesting question today. You think we lost half our audience again, just asking questions?
No, because we don't have the answers. That's what we're having a discussion about. Mm-hmm. These are things we've never thought of.
We have figured out that the sciencey doctor answer is just do as many as possible.
Shot.
Yeah, you shoot the shotgun. You got a better chance of hitting the bird with the shotgun than you do with the rifle. So fire the shotgun, and yeah, you got a lot of pellets left over, and then you just worry about the pellets later. Isn't it really not the doctor's
efficient
moral dilemma then? Anyway, it's efficient. It's statistically better. You buy more lottery tickets, even, you know, that kind of thing. No. So,
except they're humans.
Well, I know.
Well, I mean, it's just a cleanup on aisle one.
No big deal.
Let's go to Stan Cook, who says he's on topic, sort of.
The best I can
Stan.
Do.
Stan,
hey,
welcome
like
to the program.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Doing well. How are you?
Okay, buddy. Wanted to give you an insight about the judges before we talk about the embryo situation.
Huh?
Most people look at a court case. Either, you know, the plaintiff or the attorney appears before the Supreme Court as a person. They make the case, the judges rule, and there's no outside influence at all. And people look at the court case and go, well, how could they rule that way? Well, let me give you just a quick insight. Number one, you have a Supreme Court justice on the Alabama Supreme Court that is a former campaign manager for the current governor. Was a campaign manager during the lieutenant governor's races and the governor's races. There is a great relationship there between those two people.
Wait, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Will Sellers.
Oh.
And does the governor bring to bear any influence, conversations behind the scenes, phone calls in the middle of the night, about how we need this case to go this way. All right. Then you have other judges in general that are paraded through law firms, and these law firms talk to these potential Supreme Court justice candidates, and they make contributions to their campaign, and then they stand before them with a court case. So when this law firm is standing before that judge, how do you think that judge is going to rule? He's going to rule in their favor. Or, in the middle of the night, a phone call is made and it said, look, we know we're going to lose this case in court. We want you to write the dissent. And when you write a dissent, we need for you to put the wording in this way, because we're going to appeal this case, and we're going to use your words of dissent as the basis on which we are appealing the case. And that goes on.
I can't disagree with anything you've said.
Now you're meddling, Stan Cook.
Mm. Well, that's the way it works. And
can you come down to our studio and park by me so that so that your tires are cut and not mine?
God, you would have to keep up with me on the interstate. I'm so busy. If you want to flash my tires, if you're going to break an arm, just flash my tires.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, people do forget the human side of the judicial system. They forget the political side of everything. There's nothing that's not political. And then they forget that, to use biblical text, I mean, even in the Old Testament, it refers to corrupt judges. Mm. So if God is warning us about corrupt judges, maybe sometimes we ought to think there might be one, just one, in the vast fruited plain that is the United States. At least just one corrupt judge.
And that's the whole point of what I'm trying to make, is that there are more influences going on behind the scenes that the general public never knows about.
Right.
And then you come away scratching your head saying, well, why did they vote this way? Or how did they say that?
Well, let me give you a good example. The judge in the Trump case in New York, what's his name? He's got some weird name.
Arthur Engoron.
Yes. You think he doesn't have anybody in his ear going, let him have it? Hmm. Oh, yeah, we got you. It's good. Just look, it's going to be fine. And maybe he says, but oh, no, you're going to be fine. Hmm. I mean, I'm convinced. There's no way he does all the things he has been doing totally on his own without knowing that there's some sort of support structure behind him if it all blows up.
Well, yeah, and the question is always going to be asked, too. Okay, you want me to vote this way. What's in it for me?
Hmm. Right.
If I vote this way, you know, I'm going to catch a lot of flack, so what's in it for me? Hmm.
That's right.
Let me share something with you about the artificial insemination process, the embryo process that is going to be making more news in the future.
Okay.
In Israel, there's a university called Technion. It is one of the most high-tech universities in the world. They are doing studies on diabetes where they take stem cells out of people's stomach and turn them into the proper cells that they need, beta cells primarily, to help cure diabetes.
Okay.
Well, during that process, they discovered that they could take those same stem cells and compare them to defective sperm from males that were not able to produce children.
Okay.
And they come up with a very elaborate cocktail of the man's sperm and his stem cells. The stem cells repair the sperm. And then they fertilize the egg. And so now they have created what is called synthetic sperm in Israel. And every Jewish woman that wants to be impregnated by a Jewish man can have a Jewish baby. And that's taking place now. So then I know we are talking about eggs being fertilized, but what about this male sperm that's being banked and this gentleman dies and he still has, you know, hundreds of children walking the earth. This is about to get very complicated.
Man.
Gracious. Thanks, Stan. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Kyle, you'll be up on the other side. Lots of stuff to do today. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
A fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Montgomery's favorite Italian restaurant is looking for a few great people. If you like to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, this may be for you. Zaza is hiring all positions, front of the house and back of the house. You can expect competitive pay and to be treated like family. Apply online at ZazaSeriousItalian.com or in person at 130 Commerce Street, Tuesday through Friday between 3 and 5. Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Come work out in the first ever 24-hour infrared fitness studio. HotWorks has so many health benefits: skin rejuvenation, lowering high blood pressure, pain recovery, weight loss, and so much more. Your first session is free. Stop by or call. Locations in Montgomery and Prattville.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor, our showrooms are buzzing with the groundbreaking innovation, power, and reliability of the number one selling compact tractor in America. No surprise, it's a Kubota. Stop by for a test drive today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news couldn't be better for a week in February. I tell you, lots of sunshine again today. A little warmer than yesterday with a high around 66. Clear skies, not quite as chilly tonight, low 37. Tomorrow's high temperature in the lower 70s. Thursday, I think we're in the mid-70s. Lots of sunshine. The risk of showers holding off until Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning, but not much. And dry weather returns for the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver's here. Allison Sinclair is here. What?
What did I saw you checking to make sure that I clicked
on. I was just looking. Come on, know if I do it wrong, I will be responsible. If all goes well, the women did it. If it all goes bad, Scott messed it up.
It's not just Scott. It's great Scott.
Great Scott. And Scott. It's one of our faults.
After we finish this, I have a great question. I need to see if y'all saw something in the news. Okay. Just to pile on our already deep issues we're taking on today.
Let's go to Craig, who is, Allison is not on topic, but it's a good topic.
I think it's a good time to change
do you?
Topics.
Can we change
I think we've talked about embryos enough, and my brain hurts.
Maybe too far.
So let's talk about migrants.
Let's do it. Craig, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
All right, we'll move on to a new topic.
Migrants. When did we start calling people migrants?
Well, the illegals, but, you know, I'm trying. You know, I just got out of the camp. I was in the camp last weekend, so I'm still trying to work it through. Which is sad. That's actually going to happen one day, and everybody's going to say, what happened? Well, I don't know, idiot. For the last couple of years, we've been warning you, but...
Wait, what did you call them? Illegal invaders?
Illegal alien invaders.
No, illegal alien invaders. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, really, I call them Obama's army, because that's what he's built.
Oh, I'm a right.
Oh, by the way, Craig, I saw an article that said that I think they accredited the federal government that there are at least 50,000 fighting age, military age Chinese men illegally in the country.
That's comforting.
At least 50,000.
Well, nobody will bring up the fact China don't let their people leave unless they allow them to.
Yeah, I know. It's a sticking point, isn't it?
I noticed all the news people just missed it. Well, they just flew over here. No, they didn't just fly over here because China doesn't allow that. They were sent over here.
That's correct.
Build up the army that's going to take us over. But what I've been enjoying is listening to the people in Chicago gripe and complain, especially this one love. And I'm pretty sure they've already made hats and T-shirts, and they've got their little fight song down, as usual. But she's like, y'all going to bring them in here in our black community where we're already receiving the scraps, and you're going to take those? And I started thinking, you get scraps? I don't get nothing. I don't have nobody bringing me anything in my community. So what are these scraps you're talking about? The entitlement is just ridiculous. What are they taking away from her? I get up, I go to work, I pay my bills, I go buy groceries. Where's the scraps? What am I supposed to be getting that I'm missing? Because she's angry that her scraps are being taken away.
Right. Eventually you get to the place where there's not enough goodies to go around, and then everybody gets upset about it. And we're to the point now where certain people are realizing, hey, wait a minute, the illegal alien invaders are getting more than I am, and now they're mad about it. I saw New York City was going to give away, I think it was $10,000 gift cards.
Yes. Yes.
$10,000 cards.
What are these goodies you're talking about? Who's getting the goodies?
Right.
I'm not receiving anything.
You're paying for the goodies, Craig, and you should be thankful that you are well enough off that you can provide goodies.
You're on the supply side.
Yeah, you're a supply side economist.
You're an important part of the whole concept, though. So.
I thought you were supposed to get up if you're able-bodied and go somewhere and produce something and, you know, provide for the family that you had. But then again, we're not part of the government prostitution where we have babies to receive money, so I guess I don't understand that.
Well, you got to ask yourself, Craig, who is really smarter? The people, who was it? There was a House member on one time that said that he had calculated the numbers, and this was, golly, 6-8 years ago, and that if you worked all the systems right, you could not work, and I think it was getting like $50,000 or $60,000 worth of benefits.
$60,000.
Yes. If you pushed all the right buttons, $60,000. And I asked the question then, well, who are the smart ones? Those of us who are working to make that or less or those of us who have figured out, hey, I can do nothing and get $60,000. The smart ones are the ones doing nothing.
Oh, yeah, I'm an idiot. I've already come to that conclusion because I actually care and do stuff.
Right.
Hey, one other thing, just to get back on the presidential thing, Nikki Haley's becoming a little hemorrhoid to me. I mean, have you heard her bad
mouth? That's a great word. I love it.
Little Nikki Hemorrhoids. That's what they called her when she had a band.
Well, that was her Indian name, Running Hemorrhoid. So, you know, because she's Indian.
Well, did you see that she had a very, like, when they do quotes, you know, they'll be ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And hers is 12 fellas down, one to go.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Scott B. said
it. She said it.
She did say that.
She did say it.
Oh,
right.
My goodness. Can you imagine her staff?
She did say it.
Take her phone away. How do you miss that? It's like, don't say that, Nikki.
Nikki needs
to be way more mature than we are.
Nikki's going to go bye-bye right after this, the primary. It's this Saturday, isn't it?
It's sometime. Saturday? They vote on Saturday?
I think they did the Democrat one last Saturday, and they're going to do this one.
It's weird.
Craig, did you see there was an interview that had at least three white women? Where are the white women? Three white women who said they voted for Joe Biden. They were Democrats. They skipped the Democrat primary in South Carolina because they're going to vote for Nikki Haley in the Republican primary.
It's also so comforting.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Oh, boy, they really moved up the ladder on that one. So, good. I listened to some of these shows and I listened to some of these Democrats, and they really do not accept reality. And I don't understand. Some of them I think are decent people, but I really don't, because, again, they kill as many babies as they can, and they believe in child trafficking because they vote for it. Remember, when you vote for those things. You say, I can't get enough of them when you vote yes.
Right.
So I don't understand what they don't see.
Well, here's what happens to liberals. Liberal white people especially, because they're leading these parades. They are the type of people who have always been shielded from the really difficult work or the effects of whatever their policies are. And or they've, you know, gone to the right school, they make enough money where they're not worried about what they do to the economy. And other people, good, solid, God-fearing, regular patriotic Americans, are the ones who stem the tide, who keep them protected from the realities that they're asking for. So it is people like you, Craig, who are shielding them from what they're asking for, so they never have to pay a penalty.
I wish they could ride with me one day, because I'd love to take them to some realities. Matter of fact, I'd probably drop them off in that reality for about an hour or two and then come back and get them as they're chasing my truck. So, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's just, you're right. I mean, and again, like, one of them was arguing yesterday about how, why could you vote for Trump? He's guilty of this, he's guilty of that. And of course, they reminded him once again. And then they brought up Joe Biden. Well, that has nothing to do with it. What?
Right.
What?
I mean, well, I tell you what, Craig, on the other side, when we come back, I'm going to have a quote for you from the former Attorney General Bill Barr about the Trump-Biden race. You do not want to miss it, especially call your liberal friends and get them to listen. Thanks, Craig. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business.
Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Come out to Wind Creek, Montgomery, March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest in Wind Creek is sponsored and endorsed by affiliated with FCA US LLC.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. This half, the second half of the show, is running out, but we have a special guest on for a few moments. Dr. Stuart Tankersley is going to... Dr. Tankersley, I've been seeing some stuff about excess deaths out there, which, you know, we kind of keep up with here, but what is going on? Is there new information? What's happening?
Yeah, I went to another funeral a week and a half ago, and one of my family members said, you know what's crazy? Of course, this guy's gotten several of the shots. You know what's crazy? I've never been to as many funerals as I've been to in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. Well, you know why? Because of these freaking shots that are killing people, and the evidence is right before us.
Did you say that to your friend, or did you...
I looked at him, and I said, I think I know the reason why, and he turned and walked away.
I knew there was going to be more to that story.
Yeah, of course, but we know how these shots are killing people. And the data, this is our government's own data.
Give it to us.
In the year 2022, we had 496 1,000 excess deaths. That was a 17.53% increase. And okay. In the first 9 months of 2023, we had 156,000 excess deaths, 7.8% increase.
Now, let me ask a question, Dr. Tankersley. Is the federal government adjusting the curve so that excess deaths are, there's a smaller number as we go? You know what I'm saying? Are they correcting as they go?
They've been playing games with the numbers all throughout this whole catastrophe.
Okay. And, so these numbers should be higher.
Yeah, but what is so insane, I mean, everything about this is insane, of course. But here we are in our state with our governor supporting a gambling bill, which is nothing more than a tax on the dumb and stupid. And it is unbelievable that they're not doing anything to save the people from this awful Alabama Department of Public Health and what they're doing to it.
Right.
Do you think...
This is the fifth term, the fifth legislative session that they refuse to do anything to help us.
So am I correct, and Allison, I know you can help with this too, did they not just present, or have two bills been presented as far as the ADPH is concerned, or nothing?
Well, thank God Senator Gavan has introduced a bill to take the authority out of Scott Harris and the Medical Association, and more importantly, the Hospital Association's hands. But the whole point is, the whole ADPH needs to be taken under the control, not just during emergency powers.
Right.
But
I agree with you.
We're 49th in the country in health, and the public health still has no accountability to the legislature. It's insanity.
Do you think that the entirety of the ADPH can be taken out? I mean, can that control... Is that something that's realistic and that can happen? And if so, what can we do to help?
Well, the law's got to change so that the director of ADPH is not, unlike any other state, Scott Harris is appointed by the Medical Association, which has been co-opted by the Hospital Association. And look what they're doing. But the whole thing's got to change. It's insanity. And here we are wasting all this time and effort putting all these taxes on the young, on the dumb and poor people by these gambling interests will have more money than any other of the big mules in our state. The amount of money that will worsen the corruption in Alabama if they get their way with these bills will be even worse.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Dr. Tankersley, do you know the bill number? I could look it up, but do you know the bill number offhand that Senator Gavan?
I'm sorry, I do not.
Senator Gavan has reached out, and we're going to try to get him on to give us some updates. We thought we had him, but he ended up having to change committee meetings one day last week. So we'll get back with him and kind of see where that is in the process. I'm sure he's probably had, somebody said, look, if you can't be for gambling, might have a hard time on that bill over there.
That's right.
Yeah. That's the way they do it.
Screw the people.
That's right.
Appreciate
you.
Seems to be our motto in Alabama.
You. Dr. Tankersley, have a good one.
Thanks for filling us in.
We have one half left of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll get to that on the other side. We'll be back.